And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here. It's currently 1 a.m. and I was lying in bed for quite some time. And I just found out recently about Terry. I just found out in bed about Terry Crews and his tweets on Twitter about how Black Lives Matter should not, we have to be careful, Black Lives Matter does not transform into Black Lives Better. And I should preface this episode, with a statement that you guys should probably be careful if you are sensitive to swearing. Just bear that in mind, there might be some in this episode. I normally try not to swear, because I always try to articulate what's on my mind in a clear, concise, articulate, professional manner that's easy for people to understand and safe enough for younger folks to hear. But when I do swear, it's because the feelings that I have are so passionate and so powerful that I cannot express myself in any other way than with swear words. Which is why I reserve my swearing for these specific moments, to really get my point across. For the record, I would also die on that hill with Terry Crews and what he said. Black Lives Matter should not transform into Black Lives Better, and we do need to be careful about how we are handling our current situation, right? I see a lot of, because like I say all the time, I take a lot of time to consume content online to get a glimpse into what other people are thinking, what they're saying, what they believe in. And I see a lot of, you know, especially with like the footage that I see with people who act under the banner of BLM, and they carry themselves in a way that's turning into them being the oppressors, oppressing white people or other people who are not black, acting like tyrants, throwing their weight around. And I see people say things in comments, like a lot on Twitter especially, with people saying things like, you know, black people were slaves for many, many, many years. And like, that it's not a bad idea that it's now their turn to be the slave owners, or, you know, the ones in control, the ones with power. It is a very silly, stupid mistake to repeat history where it has gone wrong. You don't see people talking about, let's repeat the Holocaust, right? This time with Jews on top and German people on the bottom, the ones being executed, millions, right? We're not talking about that. So why would you do the same thing with what happened in America? Slavery, wrong. Segregation, discrimination, wrong. Being disadvantaged, not denied, or denied civil rights, wrong. Any reasonable person would agree with this. And there are many who at least know this. What has happened to black people in America in the past was wrong. Not good. Not right, and it should not happen again, ever, to anybody. And so to see people express themselves, express these ideas, such as it's black people's turn to be on top, it's black people's turn to have the power, you know, it's about revenge, an eye for an eye, retaliation. To see people talk about society today, to turn into that, is absolutely ridiculous, pathetic, stupid. And I try not to express myself in a way that could be condescending to some people, especially condescending to people who hold certain beliefs. I try not to be condescending because ideas or advice is always best consumed and taken to heart when coming from a good place. You don't take advice as well from somebody when they are condescending or when they look down on you. The advice sticks and helps best when it's given in a constructive manner, in a way that is meant to help and to teach, not to make fun of or to condescend. That's why I try to stay away from coming off as arrogant or condescending, but I really, really, really struggle to hold myself back when it comes to something like this. You cannot play this game of switching the oppressor and oppressed roles, right? Black Lives Matter is a movement about equality, right? About equalizing the sort of discrepancies and differences and making sure that people are treated equally, regardless of skin color, right? Which is fine. But there are people out there who seem to be expressing themselves in a way to say as if black lives are better, or that it's their turn to have the power or the control, which is what I call an oppressor switch. Going from, in history, white people oppressors, black people oppressed, to black people oppressors, white people oppressed. And truthfully, like I said before, that's a ridiculous idea. What needs to happen is equality. You're supposed to reduce the oppressors into equality, not into the oppressed zone, and you become the oppressor. You will be no better than the people you so despise. You will be no better than the idea you so are so against. If you're so against the idea of white people oppressing black people as they've done in history, why would you become the oppressor? It makes no sense whatsoever. It's hypocritical on every level. And that's not even really what I'm trying to talk about in this episode. I've spent a good 7 minutes talking about something that's not even the focus of this episode today. Like I said, I was lying in bed, ready to go to bed. And I came across some notifications and tweets that led me to seeing what Terry Crews had said. What I really want to talk about in this episode today is how concerned I am with the people out there who say things and don't have any clue what they're talking about. This is why I talk about doing your mental homework so much. This is why I talk about this so much. Because it is absolutely crucial to understand yourself and your way of thinking and how it impacts your behavior, how it impacts other people. I cannot even say it enough. It is so important to understand and make sure. Are you thinking clearly before you speak, or are you not? Everybody should have a voice. Now, this is one of my lesser-known ideas that I don't talk about very much, but it's still something that I believe in. I think everybody should have a voice, but I do believe that some voices matter more than others, and the voices that matter more than the voices of others belong to those who actually do their thinking. There are so many people out there who act based off of their emotions and how they are just, they get upset at something and then they start ranting and spewing these awful ideologies and beliefs. And that's supposed to be fact, and that's supposed to be what happens next. I've consumed so much content on the internet, and I've seen people say the most stupid and ridiculous of things. Like, they haven't done any thinking whatsoever. And it is a shame. an absolute fucking shame. I see adults, fully grown men and women out there saying the most stupid shit online. Coming from, look, one of these comments that I saw under the Terry Crews, one of the things that he said, the same tweet where he said Black Lives Matter should not transform into Black Lives Better, someone commented the Black Lives Matter movement should be more accurately termed as white lives are evil. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you serious? White lives are evil would be the more accurate way to describe the movement instead of Black Lives Matter. White lives are evil. Right. Like, you've met every single person, every single white person out there on the planet, and you've come to the accurate, undisputable conclusion that every single white person out there is evil. Are you fucking serious? I cannot believe, for the life of me, some of the things that people out there are saying online and in person, acting like what they're saying is the truth, which is why I'm extremely careful with what I say too, because I want to make sure that the things that I say don't rub people the wrong way, give people the wrong ideas. And I've said this before and I'll say it again, one of my biggest goals in life is to unite humanity and bring people together, not to divide us, not to segregate us, not to have us at each other's throats, ripping each other apart. I want us to be together, more united, working together, being there for each other, supporting one another. That's one of my biggest goals in life, one of my biggest pursuits in life that I will ever have, is bringing people closer together. And my enemies are more often ideas than they are people. And this is a prime example of an idea that is my enemy. White lives are evil. Like, are you kidding me? That is a prime example of an idea that is divisive, that segregates, that creates conflict, strife, and enemies. And we don't need any more of those ideas out there. And this was coming from, like, a grown man who said that, for the record. A grown man. Can you imagine spending what? He's like at least 30 years old. Imagine spending 30 years of your life and you still think like that. Now, age doesn't dictate maturity, but I cannot imagine not coming to an elementary conclusion. Like, we can do better than this. The focus of this episode is to really try to wake people up. Like, don't not do your thinking and then go talk out there like you know the truth. I could not be more serious than where I'm at right now as I'm recording this. Please, for your sake and for the sake of other people, if you're going to open your mouth, whatever comes out of your mouth better be something that makes sense. Better be something that is coming from a place of good faith, is coming from a place of, okay, you've actually thought about this, and you don't sound like a complete idiot. Like, how can you think white lives are evil, period? Every single white person out there is evil, period. You have done, what that tells me is that you have done zero thinking on your part. Zero. None. Because if you actually did an ounce of mental exercising, you would know for a fact that not every single white person out there is evil. And I understand what that might feel like. Me and the way that I grew up in my school environment and my abusive household environment, I thought that all human beings were evil. Maybe in the same sense that you think all white people are evil. But I managed to do some more thinking, managed to be more patient, gave myself some time, and I realized, and I held out for something better, and I realized, hey, not every human being on the planet is bad. And of course, that might have seemed like common sense And I understand if it doesn't seem like common sense to you right now. Maybe you've only ever interacted with bad, evil white people. But please, do not go spewing that like it is the truth. Especially when you're at least 30 years old. And that's still the truth that you cling to? Well, you have a big problem on your hands. A huge fucking problem. And this is just one example. I have seen so many beliefs and ideas and statements out there made by people of similar caliber, such as white lives are evil. Similar quality statements made by people thinking that it's the truth. This episode is hopefully a wake-up call to encourage people to seriously, seriously think for themselves. Take yourselves seriously. Take what you say seriously. It's concerning because when you take an idea like that, an idea as ridiculous as white lives are evil, and you preach that on the fucking internet or wherever else, and you say that as if it's the truth, some people might believe you. Some people might adopt that mentality or idea. You certainly do. And guess what? Those people are going to cause more problems because they believe white lives are evil and they're going to start oppressing white people. They're going to start creating problems. It's going to create division and segregation and conflict, which is exactly the enemy of what I'm trying to achieve in my goal. And I know this sounds selfish, but I'm living for more than myself. My goal is for humanity. I want to bring us all together and closer and support one another. I'm not trying to be, it's not me being selfish here. It's about what I firmly believe to be in the best interest for all of us. And what I firmly believe to be in the best interest of all of us is to abandon such ideas like white lives are evil. Which means, you know what's even better than abandoning those ideas is to actually do your thinking to begin with so you don't create stupid ideas to begin with. Like, I'm not trying to come from a place of hate, as much as it might sound like on this episode. Because I don't think I've ever been more serious on this podcast until this one. But I have to be. Because sometimes things like this just seem absolutely so ridiculous. And it grinds my gears, and it makes me into somebody like this right now. Somebody who sounds really upset. Right? I try to stay out of this voice because I don't want people to be rubbed the wrong way or for it to be like I'm creating more conflict when I'm trying to reduce it. Right? But my message still stands. Please do your fucking mental homework before you start spewing shit as if it's the truth. Think. We do not need more people out there spreading absolutely ridiculous ideas. We do not. This world already has enough people out there saying stupid things. We don't need more. We need more people to actually do their mental homework. We need more people out there actually to think for themselves and understand what the heck they're really saying. That's what we need more of. So, before you go adopting some idea or creating some of your own, and before you talk about it through whatever medium it might be, a video, episode, article, tweet, post, before you start proliferating that idea of yours as if it's the truth, make sure you understand what the heck you're talking about. And I do the same thing. Practice what you preach. I make sure I know to the best of my ability what the heck I'm talking about. And my thinking, my ideas, my beliefs just so happen to be reinforced by people who know what they're talking about. And I would like that to indicate that I know what I'm talking about. There are people out there who have far greater expertise in what they talk about than I do, and I say a certain thing, let's say it's psychology related, and I post it on my page and I look on somebody else's page, somebody who is a licensed psychologist or someone who has far more expertise than I do, and they're saying the same thing that I do. Which means to me, hey, looks like whatever I'm saying is actually making sense. I mean, you can tell when things start making sense, what you're saying starts making sense when reasonable, intelligent people agree with you. So, I mean, maybe use that as a baseline if you need some help. I mean, maybe it's just me, and I'm not trying to sound like I'm bragging, but a lot of things come to me as common sense. And I say them, and they're reinforced as the truth by other more well-known figures and people. So, I mean, maybe it's just me, but I would hope it's not. I would like to think that most human beings out there at least are capable of doing some decent thinking on their own mental homework. So please, make sure you do it. We all have our part to play. Don't like it? Well, too bad. That's life. What you say and do and how you behave and how you think has an impact on other people. And I mean, maybe you don't care about the human race as much as I do, which is fine. All I'm asking is, hey, at least don't make it a worse place for everybody else because you didn't do your basic thinking and now you think this ridiculous idea of yours is the truth, like white lives are evil. Do your thinking, please. Now I'm all sweaty and had like a workout right there. Past my bedtime, I was gonna go to bed, and of course I had to get riled up because people out there aren't doing their fucking thinking. Sometimes, just some of the things that some of us have to deal with out here on planet Earth, right? When the few people out there don't do their mental homework and make this place, this planet, a worse place for everybody else, that's what pisses me off. I'm out here trying to fight for a more united Earth, a more united humanity. I just turned 22 recently. I mean, look at me. I'm 22 years old, and I'm trying to fight to make this world a better place for all of us. So, hopefully, this might inspire some people out there, seeing a 22-year-old fight for such a great cause. I'm not doing this for brownie points. I'm doing this because I believe this to be in the best interest of all of us. I try to lead by example. So, if you're 30-plus years old and you think white lives are evil, pull up your bootstraps and get your shit together. Seriously. That's why I target the young audience so much. Kids, teenagers, young adults. Myself included, we're the adults of tomorrow. Legacy matters. Impact matters. What you leave the earth behind, it matters. You want to tell your children and your grandchildren that white lives are evil? Well, you're doing humanity a huge disservice. I mean, if you want to see history repeat itself in the most awful ways possible, then go right ahead. But if you are a decent, reasonable individual, then maybe do some mental homework and see to it that history does not repeat itself in the worst ways possible. See to it that the oppressors are not switched around, but instead that we create genuine equality for all of us. Do your mental homework. Understand what you're trying to achieve here. The world does not need to be burned to the ground. We can build it where we are in a positive, brighter future for all of us. And I'm not saying this like it's some Candyland, Fantasyland, utopian idea. No. I've talked about this before on a scale of complete imperfection to complete perfection. I'm not asking us to move to the complete perfection end of the scale. but we can move closer to it. Again, perfection is subjective, right? But the ideas that I fight for, I firmly believe to be closer to perfection, closer to a better place for all of us. Ideas like respect for one another, kindness, empathy, critical thinking and logic, right? Doing your mental homework, being honest and loyal and trustworthy. These things that I fight for, I believe to be leading us towards a better world. Like I said, it's not me being selfish. It's what I think is better for all of us. So do your mental homework. You might come to some conclusions for yourself. Anyway, I'm going to get my sleep now. I'm going to go to bed. Probably going to stay up a few more minutes thinking about this, because I got all worked up about it now. Thank you for putting out such ridiculous ideas on the internet that I had to read that and get upset over, because you didn't do your fucking homework. Thank you. Really. Or actually, you know what? How about you do your fucking homework? So that people like me trying to fight for the world and make it a better place don't have to lose our sleep over it. Prevention is better than the cure, right? Take notes. Seriously. Sharpen the fuck up. We do not need more trouble in this world. It's had enough. It's time that we all get our shit together and work towards making the world a better place for all of us. Seriously. And it all starts with the man or woman in the mirror. Good night. Take care. I'll see you all next time.